talking of the archives, the voice of Bob Copper plays one of the most important roles in British folk music. Along with successive generations of his musical family in East Sussex, Copper helped keep alive the traditions of harmonic folk singing. Tomorrow at Cecil Sharp House in London, home to the English Folk Dance and Song Society, leading musicians including Maddie Pryor and Martin Carthy will gather to honour the centenary of Bob Copper, who died in 2004. Front Row explores the legacy of the Copper family, starting with the singer Shirley Collins.
To me, Bob Copper's the single most important person in the whole of the folk so-called revival. But of course, you know, he was here before the revival started. I mean, he's a great writer, a collector, wonderful singer, parish historian of genius. He's just a complete person.
Where's it start?
One May morning. Oh, yeah. They all start like that.
Let's have a go then.
One May morning, I chance for to roam.
I'm so very lucky. At 88, I'm still performing with my children and grandchildren songs that are over 200 years old. They're songs that have been handed down in our family through the oral tradition, and we're still singing them just the same today.
I'm Ben Copper, one of Bob Copper's six grandchildren, out in the Sussex countryside, walking a route that we walked many times with my grandfather Bob. Bob would like to walk over to the Jugs, 15th century pub, the Jugs Inn, have three or four pints of walking oil, and then would walk home again. So probably a round trip of 8 to 10 miles, I suppose. And something that he continued to do right up into his early 80s, and he used to put us to shame with the speed that he'd do it at as well.
Oh, good ale, thou art my darling, thou art my joy, both night and morning.
The local brewery, Harvey's in Lewes, is busy nurturing in its great copper vessel a copper-coloured beer to commemorate Bob Copper's centenary. This is appropriate not just because Bob liked a pint or four, but because the natural home of the Copper family's music is the pub rather than the concert platform. In the 1950s, Bob was employed by the BBC in a mammoth project to collect songs and stories from all over Britain and Ireland. Much of this work was recorded in pubs. John Bowden of the popular folk big band Bellowhead.
As a folk song collector, he's tremendously important because, unlike most of the folk song collectors, he came from inside that sort of social tradition. I mean, in some cases, they'd been warned that somebody from the BBC was going to be coming along, and they thought there was going to be some posh sort of Oxbridge type was going to turn up, and then Bob Copper turns up, and he's one of them. And it makes a huge difference in terms of the way they talk to him. And also, I mean, he was a wonderful writer, Bob Copper, which people don't really think of, but his accounts of these meetings are absolutely fantastic.
I met a lovely, charming lady called Lily Cook. She had a tamish robin in her garden, and as she was singing at the open kitchen window by the sink, he'd be attracted and he'd come down and sit onto the windowsill and perhaps up onto the tap even. So I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could get her singing with this robin accompaniment, you know? And I curled up under the kitchen sink with the machine, one hand on the switch to switch on the volume control, the other holding the microphone up over the sink like this. You know, she was singing, she said, "He's in the tree." I said, "Keep singing." So she's saying, you know, da 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 da. And I was just waiting for him to sing. He was on the windowsill, and there was great hope. And in came Tinker. That was her big black Labrador dog. He came lolloping in like this and was slurping and licking me all around the ear. And she was still singing bravely away, dear Lily was singing. And then I think I did hear a little trill. And I thought, I think we're there. I switched on. And then Lily moved her stance and she trod on one of Tinker's paws. And he yet had a blood-curdling yelp, which burst my eardrum to say nothing of the BBC equipment I got, and the robin flew away for the county board and never seen again. But anyway, she did sing some lovely sweet songs for her. This is Lily Cook singing Caroline and Her Young Saint.
I forsake both my father and mother to wed with a young sailor beau.
When you listen to the collection he made, I mean, it's just the most remarkable assemblage of psalms of all types and from all ages. I mean, some going back to medieval times. And it just fascinated me that all this stuff was still there in people's memories, but not only their memories, it's in their hearts. You know, they didn't have sheet music, they just knew them by heart. And it's that that really moves me about this music, that, that people loved it enough to just want to keep it, you know, to keep singing it.
And now they live happy and contented, Caroline and her young sailor bold.
These words were composed by Spencer the Rover.
What made Bob such a special companion as well was that he was so aware of everything, because he'd grown up in the countryside. He knew so much about that as well, and he loved it. He loved the landscape. And I remember one walk that he and I did not too many years ago from the back of his house in Peacehaven to visit the blacksmith at Rodmill to have lunch, and we set out across the downs, and there was one point at which we were talking, he just stopped on the path. And there's a little black beetle crawling across it in front of us, and he stopped and let the beetle go ahead. And then we resumed our walk, and I thought, no, that's a lovely man.
At the foot of yonder mountain, there runs a clear fountain with bread.
For us, the legacy that we've got from Bob and from his dad and his dad and further down the line is something that we've never stopped doing. We get together as a family. We enjoy our time together. We're incredibly lucky. There's, say, six in my generation. There's another nine coming on and another one due in a few weeks as well, which will make 10 in the next generation. And we don't see it as anything odd. It's just what we've always done. It's never needed reviving in our mind, because it never went away. We were just slower to forget than everyone else was.
Like bees in one hive, contented they'll be.
See, what for me in this day of when people just can't leave things alone, you know, the coppers sing the song straightforwardly with wonderful rich harmonies. They sing in their own natural voices, you know, no accents put on. It's just truthful, honest, beautiful singing. And it sounds so English.
Got thousands of riches, contented he'll stay and